Fair Use Act, copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, education, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal tips the balance in use of fair use.
I don't work this hard to be around people I don't like. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style. Won't let me pass. I don't see the point with weak fans like all the niggas on top be blocking. I never help man stop it. It's hard watching brothers who smart but think they not. I need them to realize what they got is a fresh start. That brother that you claim so powerful, the one you said he has a whole lot of pull, probably already tried to pull his brothers up and got betrayed, got snake, got played. Meanwhile, he balances challenges, hard to keep himself paid. It's so hard for him, even though his talent is God-given. Pardon him, stop putting your faults on him. What he did to you now, the man in him is bringing the kid in you out. You kidding me, still playing the victim, you weirding me out. That's what my perspective is, maybe cause I'm a specialist. Sipping mixed liquor beverages, six-figure checks are big, but eight-figure checks and you rich. The Nas enthusiasts thinking they know what's best for me, more than I know what's best for me, no rest for me. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics, special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style, won't let me pass it. Special. Yeah, it's a privilege. VSOP shit. Special. Very special. Hit, turn up the sample, we making magic. This thing is bigger than I could ever imagine. Ducking the flashes from the cameras, leave out the back. Jump in the spacecraft, we can't tell where we at. Chauffeur driving like a high speed chase, truck full of smack. Tallest building in Manhattan, sipping on Manhattans. Listen to the Manhattans. Queens of Brooklyn, oh what a feeling. I should've had Grammys when no dirty said woo for the children. Should've did that remix verse on Gimme the Loot for Biggie. Me, Jay, and Frank White, it's like Cole, Drizzy, and Kenny. One girl for the rest of your life, is that realistic? Some had told me they like when you call them all type of bitches. Ran through a few of them, some gangster, some Christian, some with a heart full of hate for me, even with a new nigga. They label me a sinner because I left what they sold. There's really no other feeling having that type of control. Gotta be a special type woman to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type woman to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style. Won't let me pass it. Gotta be a special type nigga to deal with my life. Gotta be a special type nigga to feel what I write. Special like my classics. Special like my listeners who have attachments to my old style. Won't let me pass it. Special. Yeah, it's a privilege. VSOP shit. Special. Very special. Recipes ODB, Taheem, Virgil, the Queen Jacqueline Avon. Special people.
Like Hasbro's, off the field, still keep the helmet like damn shows. Vietnam high draft flows, private browsing, cash flows, flow, double deck, cash, that's a double check. Two jobs, double desk, keep the magnum on me. You are not a fucking threat. That Vietnam, I'm too mature, dog. I'm a ducking vet. 40 slip, I correct my mistakes. Just the scope, one eye open, one eye closed. Sniper face, one eye open, one eye closed. Pirate face, one eye wide. Both eyes open, and that is how you isolate. Optimally speaking, global warming, ice is late. Ice is too, baby. Oh, you cold. I'm both, though. Stay dangerous is YG. You nicer than the Volvo. You buy these, I sell those. I'm Grimshaw, you Melrose. Like, huh? That's street, street. Let's go fleet, fleet. That's 36, it's like Greek police. You can even lease some Stephen King meets Jean Baptiste. Yeah. Rip Lowe's, get a drum or something. That's 1500 or nothing, huh? These goofy niggas and they summer runs, but they running something. Want none of them. I'm Luffy, nigga. My headband is number one. The otaku to understand where I'm coming from. Quiet sing in the past, the preaching the nuns are humming. Speak tongues to them when I'm done with them. And I ain't even begun it, young. Why, baby?
Spend his whole advance on a diamond chain. When he tricking off on these hoes, trying to fill the void. When he steady popping on his hands, shining on the pain. When he flexing all on the gram, showing off the bands. When he knowing damn well that he got it off a scam. I don't wanna see you do a bit, trying to get a lamb. It's a lot of ways to go legit, think about your fam. Cause you ain't got a lie to kick it. You ain't got a pie prescription. You ain't gotta load up the stick. You ain't gotta slide on niggas. You ain't gotta spin the block. But you ain't really got no ops for real. That's just your ego trying to take over. Really, that's the one that you got to kill. Why everybody wanna be on demon time when your angels gon' ride for real? That feeling of emptiness deep inside is something the money will not fulfill. And we gotta get back alignment with God, cause that's the only way that time will heal. Yeah. You ain't gotta talk about bodies that you never caught. You ain't never caught. You ain't gotta try to ride powder. You can buy the cost. You can buy the cost. Tryna follow trends, gonna throw your zen way off. Zen way off. Take a good look in the mirror when you feeling lost. Be yourself, kid. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself, kid. Be yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself, kid. Be yourself. Be yourself. And really, the greatest thing that you could be is to be yourself.
I just feel like men are out here dating as well, and they have multiple children. And I understand you saying like it's not the same.
First off, not all men. First off, 54% of black men are single and childless. So not all men. Most men don't have any kids. 30% of black men are married. So the men out here with multiple children are roughly about 16 to 20% of men. But that just happens to be the men that y'all make babies with.
Or that just happens to be the men who are out here looking for a woman that they think is going to help them out at the end of the day.
Whatever.
But there are men that are out
here. But the point of the matter, it doesn't matter. If you decide to date a man with kids, what's on you? Because 54% are single and childless. See, here's the better question. Why didn't you get married before you decided to have kids?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
The question was never asked. But
Then why would you give a man the greatest blessing a woman can give a man without him even having to make you his wife and give you his last name.
A lot of men think, if we post like a thirst trap, men think like, oh, she's just trying to make me jealous. Yeah, that might be true, but she's also posting because she wants other men to to show them, like, I'm available now.
Game.
The second that that a woman gets out of a relationship and posts a thirst trap, she's ready, and she's ready to move on because she wants attention from the male species.
That's some game, fellas. Y'all heard that?
She just gave hella game.
Recently, I mean, I was dating someone for 2 months, and they were the perfect person in every way, but the mutual attractiveness just wasn't there, and so it didn't work.
Was he not physically attractive?
I think he's a handsome guy. Maybe I should say chemistry. For us, it wasn't sparking. So
chemistry, what is the chemistry? What is the spark?
I don't know, but what I've learned is that you need it. I wish it was to my chagrin that the spark didn't go off, but it is just, I think it's that thing that makes you, just that draws you to that person initially, and so...
Was he kind to you?
He is the most incredible guy. Everything was perfect, and I was like, what is wrong with myself?
Yeah, what is wrong with
myself? I don't know. You'd ask all my friends. I was like...
Peace to everyone. This is Adrian X Myatt. I've been going, I haven't went live in ages. That's what I'm trying to say. And I thought today would be a vital point of me getting on the internet to kind of settle this gender warring thing. I had a gender warring part one. I took it off the internet. I may put it back on. However, you know, I want to get into today's topic. It's a lot of, you know, people on the internet, whether it be the man or the woman, they getting a lot of this stuff misconstrued. And before we actually get into the topic, make sure you go to the Adrian X Maya Enlightenment channel on YouTube. You make sure you like, share, subscribe to my channel. And I'm trying to get up to like 500 subs. I'm building my channel from a grassroots level. Anyway, I got Batman on the background for the simple fact we gotta serve justice today, because, like I said, it's just a lot of babble on the internet about gender, relationships and stuff like that. And I guess I can start with the men. Like, it was recently a video, I'm not sure if y'all seen it or not, of a man talking about, you know, he had impregnated 7 women, and he had mentioned to the women that, you know, that he didn't want to have children or whatever the case may be. And stuff like that. He told them up front that, like, listen, I don't want to have children. I impregnated y'all. I know I did it. But It's not my responsibility. Since it's your body, it's your choice, then it's my money, or it's my responsibility for myself, and it's my choice as well to just move on. Well, for men, like, I think this is how I put it. If you are realist, if you are authentic men out there, and authentic men know what I'm talking about. So if you let a woman, well, when you let a woman know up front your intentions, it's up to her to decide if she gonna be with it or not. Because if you just straight up with her, some women like when you be straightforward with them, and then other women are turned off by it. But regardless, you gotta keep going. You shouldn't lie. You shouldn't purposely lie to a woman just to get inside of her pants. I think that's some weak ass shit, and it's cowardly, and it's lame as fuck. A lot of y'all dudes out there, y'all think y'all gotta have game. Y'all think y'all got a dirty Mac. Y'all think y'all gotta throw other people under the bus just to get inside a woman's pants. Listen, I'm a man, and I'm just talking about for myself personally. I ain't ever in my life had to throw another man under the bus, lie to a woman just to get in her pants and do such and such and such and such. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that just makes you look lame. You know what I'm saying? If a woman really likes you and appreciates you, she's going to, whatever happens, going to happen organically. You get what I'm saying? But a lot of y'all niggas think y'all need game. Y'all need this. Y'all need that to get with a woman. If a woman ain't down with, you know, not being, not having children with y'all, if like you say you don't want to have a baby and she still wants to do that and she doesn't take your word seriously, then you need to move on. You don't need to go and still have sex with her and she's not down with your program. Y'all need to practice some fucking self, some sexual discipline. That's what I'm trying to say. Y'all need to practice some fucking sexual discipline. But a lot of men, especially westernized modern men, they get caught up in listening to a lot of rap and a lot of the stuff that the mass media promotes. Oh, man, if I ain't got a lot of bitches, man, then I'm not doing something right, something wrong with me. Like, y'all don't know how to think for yourselves. Y'all think that whatever's popular, y'all think it's right or righteousness. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be different. It's okay to be a nerd. It's okay to be a geek. Because at the end of the day, the women may not want you at the beginning, but once you put in that hard work and that time and that effort, they'll a noteworthy woman, a virtuous woman is going to see your worth. So stop worrying about what everybody else got to say and focus on your purpose and worry about yourself. But y'all are so busy trying to impress other niggas and other bitches that don't even know you. They don't even fucking know you. And you trying to impress people that don't even fucking like you. Why are you trying to impress other people when you need to be worried about yourself? You know what I'm saying? Stop getting women pregnant if you don't have no intentions of taking care of the children. Pre-cum can also get women pregnant too. Pre-cum, it don't matter about your pull-out game. That's an idiot talking. Whoever say, oh, my pull-out game is strong, you an idiot. You stupid. Because you can pull out all you want, but that pre-cum is there. And you can still get pregnant, you idiot. I listen to some of these guys on the internet talking about, yeah, as long as you pull out, man, you should be good. These niggas is 40, 50, pushing 60, talking nonsense on the internet. Y'all are distasteful and disgraceful and repulsive. You telling these young guys, 18 to 25, that this is what they need to be doing. What they need to be doing is practicing sexual discipline. We went through the shit so they don't have to go through the shit. That's the purpose of being an elder and experiencing life, so they don't have to go through the same generational curses. But a lot of y'all niggas is doing the same thing and expecting different results. That's insanity. You trying to preach this gospel of fuck all the bitches in the world because y'all niggas is lame. Y'all think it's popular to fuck all the bitches in the world. Nigga, I've been there and done that. I ain't never had no problem with women, and I still don't. I still be getting looks at the gym when I go to the gym and shit. The only problem I got is what phone number I'ma dial in my phone to receive a happy ending. That's the only problem I got, but I don't do that no more because you know why? Because I practice self or sexual discipline now. I don't holler at every girl that's in my face because she got a big ass wagon in front of me. But y'all niggas on the internet saying, I gotta holler at her because she got a fat ass. Or you want to holler at this girl because she got pretty girl privilege. Y'all want to give all the girl. Y'all don't want to vet a woman, a virtuous woman. Y'all think it's hard. It is hard to find a virtuous woman. It's like finding a fucking needle in a haystack. But you gotta keep doing it instead of just trying to fuck anything and then getting them pregnant. Y'all ain't planning on marrying these women. So why are you getting them pregnant for? If you not planning on marrying them, then stop getting. Kevin Samuels already said that. Y'all niggas is not a part of the Kevin Samuels crew. Y'all not a part of it. Stop acting like y'all are. That's why I got Batman on this shit, because we serving fucking justice today. Because a lot of y'all niggas is lame on this internet. Thinking y'all preaching the fucking gospel. Y'all fucking false prophets. Because if you was preaching some real shit, you wouldn't be telling young men to just be fucking bitches. That's all y'all niggas is worried about. Y'all niggas is so... I never seen the most lamest niggas on the internet in my entire life. In my entire life, man. This shit is ridiculous. Getting 7 fucking women pregnant. If the women ain't down with your program, move on. It's that simple. No pullout game is gonna work, bro. I'm sorry, your pullout game ain't gonna work because pre-cum exists, you idiot. Do you know that? A pre-cum can get a woman pregnant too? The best thing to do is either celibacy is the first thing. Second best thing, if you don't want to be celibate, because I know it's guys that don't want to do that, you need to practice semen retention. You can do that with the sex or without the sex. It's not fucking hard. And of course, definitely wear a condom. But y'all niggas think y'all doing something because y'all got a lot of bitches. Nigga, I was doing that when let me tell you something. Man, when I came out of my mama's womb, the doctor was telling my mama, listen, Keep this young man away from my girlfriend or my wife because he's a lady killer. I was 4 years old getting attention from young women. I remember this when I was a kid. I was like Pootie Tang when she was throwing his little tricycle out. I was having them type of problems, bro. I was having them same problems that Pootie Tang was having in the movie. I was having them problems. Y'all niggas just now getting bitches' attention. Now y'all think y'all doing something. Nigga, I was doing this when I came out the womb. Y'all niggas throwing shots. I see every shot y'all throwing on the internet. Talking about, you ain't talking about shit. You pontificating on bullshit. That's what you doing. You just think you just because you got a gang of followers,
gullible, naive motherfuckers that's following you that you doing something. You ain't doing shit but running your goddamn mouth and telling people wrong shit. Y'all niggas kill me on this internet. The shit ain't rocket science. All you gotta do is practice fucking sexual discipline. You mean to tell me that monks over in Asia got more discipline than you? Nigga, you 6'5", 6'2", 180-something pounds, 150-something pounds. These niggas is 5'1", 5'2", 5'3". And niggas know martial arts, know all this shit. They know fucking sexual discipline, but your goofy ass don't know it. Your goofy ass don't know sexual. You letting a little guy outdo you as far as manhood? Y'all niggas is not men. And you claiming you a man and you not a fucking man. Just because you got a fucking dick don't mean you a man. It's your fucking virtues and your fucking morals that you got and your fucking character. A lot of y'all niggas is still out here doing the same thing. Y'all one way on the fucking internet, but then when you get off the internet, you a whole different motherfucker. Man, you need to fucking practice what you goddamn preach. Fucking get some fucking sexual discipline. It's nothing wrong with and men that's nerdy and y'all and society consider y'all cornballs. Let them say what they got to say, man. Let them say what they got to say. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you still going to reap your benefits. If these bitches want pookies and ray rays for the moment and they want to open their legs to them and they want and the men that want to give they dick to them, then let them do it. That's on them. But don't let them discourage you because you not following what they doing. That's stupid. Let them be stupid. Everybody think, since this is baby daddy, baby mama culture in the black community, and then having a baby shower is the closest thing to a fucking wedding, they think that's the okay to do thing to do. It's nothing to be proud of to be a fucking single mom. It's nothing proud of. You shouldn't be fucking proud of that. You should be a fucking shame. Because other cultures, they shame you for doing that. If you single at a certain age while you a woman, let's go to the women now. You should not be proud of being single and you fucking 50 years old. And you shouldn't have had to gotten ran through. And now you want to try to practice celibacy, or you want to look for a virtuous man. If it took you where you have to be fucking 50 years old, then you don't even deserve no man, in my humble opinion. You don't fucking deserve no man. Because when you was passing all them good guys up and the potential guys up, that was your time to shine. When you had that one man that was in front of you that you thought, oh, yeah, you was going to be with him for that time being, and then you just leave this man because he did a few little things that you didn't like, and you thought you was just so bad that you could just go back to the fucking sexual market or market yourself out in the dating field and get back out there, you don't fucking deserve no man. Because you should have stuck with the man that you had, stuck it out with him. But a lot of y'all women think y'all can do better. Nah, it don't work like that. Because when you look in that goddamn mirror, you see that you getting old. You getting old as fuck. And you trying to go back out. And if you do get attention from men, especially from the younger ones, they only want one thing. And that's it. So you trying to be celibate, and the ones that's 30 years old and they got 3 kids and 2 kids, 4 kids, and now you want to be celibate? You didn't do that for the what happened the first 2, 3, 4 times? What happened then? Why weren't you being celibate and why weren't you being virtuous then? Why does it take for you to have 3 kids, 4 kids? Now all of a sudden you want to be celibate. Now the next man got to hold out because you chose wrong. And then on top of that, he got to deal with the other baby daddies if they all in the child, so-called in the child's life. And then he risks the fact that you may see one of them. You may go back to fucking one of them. All you did all that just to go right back to him. To get in a new relationship, then you go back to fucking one of them. No. That's why niggas is going their own way and boycotting marriages and boycotting against single mothers, because that's what y'all do. Y'all try to play these fucking games with men. We're not going through that shit. You're not so good that you can't be told nothing. You're not above reproach. I don't care what age you is. And like I said, I'm getting on both the men and the women because y'all just don't understand this shit. Y'all understand everything else but a goddamn fucking relationship. Y'all don't know how to treat. Y'all don't give basic human respect, decency, courtesy. The 5 fucking pillars of life is ethics, honor, accountability, responsibility, and integrity. Y'all don't have these fucking 5 basic pillars, but y'all know how to do everything else. Y'all fucking slow. This has got to be the slowest goddamn society I ever seen in my goddamn life when it comes to relationships and how knowing how to fucking treat somebody, all because of your fucking ego. Y'all some crazy people out here, and y'all wondering why men are going their own way. And some females, they not being bothered with ain't shit niggas either. But they, it took, like I said, it took for them to be ran through before they figured it all out. It's porn stars on the internet right now that regret doing porn, and because now they can't be in a damn relationship with a regular man. Well, it took you 100 men to run through you to fucking realize that. They on the internet crying because they can't be in a regular or normal relationship because they done been ran through and ain't no man gonna go for that. And then if a man do decide, say if a man say he want to give a porn star a try and be in a relationship, she gonna still, somewhere between the lines, she gonna see somebody else anyway. She gonna cheat on you anyway. Because that's all you like doing. That was what your profession was just fucking. So if you see another man that you like, you're going to fuck him while you in a relationship. But you want a man to take you seriously. And you a non-traditional woman. And you want a traditional man. Non-traditional people get non-traditional people. Traditional people get traditional people. If you want to be a wife, you need to show those attributes. You need to show those wifely attributes. And giving that man attention. Not dating and spreading yourself thin to different men. Because if you know the person who you like, you need to do the old school shit. If you see somebody you like, go talk to them. And the same apply for the men. If y'all feeling each other, just go talk to each other. It don't take you 20 dates to figure out if this is the right person or not. It don't take you fucking 20 dates. You spreading yourself out thin. And that's been, like I said on my status, y'all being attention whores. That's what it is. Y'all just want to see how many niggas y'all can get to pay for your meal. Because y'all think it's a game. Y'all think you let all the niggas to pay for every meal is a game. Like y'all doing this shit for game. Y'all ain't worried about fucking finding no virtuous men. Y'all just fucking using men. Yeah, I'm getting on everybody today. Yeah, I said it. I'm getting on everybody today. Fucking the men, the ain't shit ass men, and the ain't shit ass women. Because y'all niggas acting like y'all fucking slow. And I got to talk to you. I ain't even going to say like a child, because a child, children are better thinkers than y'all. Children, animals, and plants can think better than most of y'all humans out here. Children, animals, and plants. I can talk to them and I can get some more sense out of them than y'all. So I ain't even gonna compare y'all to no child, because that'll be insulting to the children out there. Y'all, listen. Listen, I may post up my first gender warring part one I did a while ago, but I have to come on here and let y'all know, man, stop listening to people that ain't no worthy. These motherfuckers are wolves in sheep's clothing, and y'all need to stop listening to these lame dudes and these lame bitches. A lot of these motherfuckers are practicing Machiavellian politics, having the heart of a lion but being cunning as a fox. And y'all need to stop listening to these non-virtuous ass people. They don't have no moral compass. Listen to motherfuckers that are leading by example. Motherfuckers that got a family. Not no baby mama, not no baby daddy. A motherfucker that got a family. Listen to the old school couples that know what the fuck they talking about. Listen to them. They've been married for 20, 30, 40 years. 10 years, 5 years. That's cool too. But stop listening to motherfuckers. They ain't never did nothing virtuous. They just now getting on a virtuous wavelength. Y'all gotta do better, man. Some of y'all just doing, y'all suffer from cognitive dissonance. When the truth is inconvenient, y'all run back to the reassuring lie. Because y'all don't want to have to deal with what reality is. And I'm talking about on both the man and the woman's side. Men know what the fuck, if men stop giving every girl attention, like giving them every girl they see attention, and then practice sexual discipline and do these different things, the women will be different. Because now they know that men, you can't just get a man by sex no more. Y'all ain't thinking about it like that. But nah, y'all think, oh, yeah, sex is natural. It is natural. I'm not telling nobody on here not to have no sex. But you need to have sex with somebody that is worthwhile. Not just giving your fucking seed up. Do you know, men, every time you have sex and you keep releasing, that fucking weakens you? So if you just randomly releasing yourself with these different types of women, You lower your testosterone every time. It weakens you every time. Because sex primarily is for reproduction. Secondly, it's for pleasure. Secondary, that's when pleasure comes in. But it's primarily there for reproduction, you fools. You big dummy. Fred Sanford would say. I need to add them little prompts and ad-libs to this shit to make it funny. Because it's a lot of shit that I could be using against y'all on this shit. And I don't mean it like that, but you know what I'm saying, just to get my points across. But y'all niggas is lame, though. Y'all niggas be acting real lame. And y'all, and I'm not talking, and I'm gonna call y'all dusty too. And I'm not saying dusty in the sense that you look dirty. I mean dusty in way of your thinking. Your way of thinking is dusty. You need to shake the cobwebs out in your brain and your heart. You need to shake Charlotte Webb out of you and start thinking with a clearer mind. Because you're dusty as far as your thinking is concerned. I don't care about your goddamn swag and what you got. I'm talking about your fucking thinking. And the same apply with the women. Y'all fucking thinking is dusty too. Because I'm going to tell you something. Women control access to sex. And men control access to relationship and marriages. So stop opening your fucking legs to a fucking dude that looks good just because he look good or he got something that you think he can provide for you. If you ain't fucking vetting this nigga, if you ain't vetting him and seeing what type of morals and virtues he got versus the fucking resources he got, then you fucking deserve what you get. And if you ignore the red flags, then you deserve what you get. Because you think you can change this person, then you deserve what you get. It ain't every other fucking man's fault because you fucking want to lay on your back or turn over. This your fucking fault. You are what you attract. If you a fucking abuser or you been abused, you going to more than likely attract an abuser. So you have to heal from that. And healing ain't just having sex with every man you think is cool or you think he got a nice car or you think he got a nice big ass house or whatever the fuck he got. It's about fucking getting to know him. The mothers and these bitter aunties, you need to be teaching your daughters not getting with a man based on what he can provide for you. That's just adding the icing to the cake. What you need to be telling them is, get with a man that's virtuous and have morals first. Not what based off what he can fucking provide. That comes after that. Because some men you may have to fucking build with. But y'all ain't ready for that conversation. Y'all ready to just be at the fucking finish line when he got it all together. Bitch, you ain't got it all together. So how do you expect to be with a fucking man that got everything all together when you ain't got shit all together? You need to fuck with a nigga that's on the same level as you or at least is ambitious. He ain't all the way there. So what? But nah, y'all want to try to fuck with a nigga that guy already got 250K, but the nigga morals ain't right. Versus the nigga, you overlook the nigga that's making the same as you or a little less than you, and you say something wrong with him because he got a 9-to-5. See, that's a part of this hip-hop culture and this shit that y'all look at through the mass media and social media and shit like that. And y'all think, oh, I can get that too, because if she got it, I can get it too. Nah, every woman ain't the same. And why would you want to be like every fucking other thought out here? Why would you want to be like every other Tatiana out here? Instead of just being yourself or being a moral, virtuous ass woman like you supposed to be. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. You can teach a child law, math, science, all that shit. But if you don't teach them morals first as the foundation, when they go into these different fields of study, or if they play basketball, if they rap, then they only gonna become corrupt individuals. If you ain't laid out the moral ground and foundation for that child, and you think just teaching them about money is better than teaching them about morals, then something's wrong with you. Something is truly wrong with you. Because the first thing you need to be doing is teaching them about morals and virtue. That's what a person should be looking in when they fucking trying to meet somebody versus, oh, what can they do for me? Or what do they look like? You need to be looking at a person's soul. If you can't look at a fucking person's soul, you don't deserve a noteworthy person. And you deserve everything you get. And ain't nobody feeling sorry for no narcissist person that don't give a fuck about nobody else. If you don't give a fuck about nobody else, then how do you expect somebody to give a fuck about you? Because you getting that fucking energy out, you gonna get what you get back, according to the law of reap and sow. And the law of harmony. Which y'all don't know nothing about no fucking universal laws, because if y'all did, y'all wouldn't be displaying this goddamn behavior. I'm like a fucking parent talking to, I don't even want to say children, but I'm going to say it. It's like a parent talking to children. Stubborn ass kids that don't want to fucking listen and think they know everything. And you doing the same fucking thing and expecting different results. And y'all complain about the problems. Get on the internet and start complaining about the problems. And you can solve them with ease. The blueprint is already there. This is not Chinese arithmetic. Man, stop fucking everything you see. And stop thinking your pullout game is everything. And the same apply with the women. Stop laying on your back with a nigga that ain't shit that you think you can try to change. If the motherfucker ain't changed, then he ain't gonna change until he find that shit in his heart to change. But giving him a goddamn baby and he ain't want a baby, and the same with the woman, with the man, thinking you gonna pull out and thinking she gonna follow your program when she already said she not gonna follow the program, it's not gonna make them change. It's not gonna make them change. So why would you not get with somebody that's on the same page as you? Why not that? Why not try that when you did all the other shit and that wasn't working? Try something else. But nah, y'all gonna keep doing the same thing. And when I get off the internet, y'all gonna keep doing the same thing. And then get back on the internet and start complaining about it. Man, ain't nobody hearing your goddamn cries. Nobody cares about your cries. Because you doing the same fucking thing. You insane motherfucker. You doing the same goddamn thing and you want somebody to hear your cries? It's like the boy who cried wolf. Nobody gives a fuck about your cries. You don't give a fuck about yourself because you keep doing the same thing. You think your cries are more noteworthy than people that actually need some real help? If you can't fucking do no meditative practices or go see a person that's gonna help you, then you're not worthy. You're not worthy. Your cries are not worthy. And nobody is paying attention to you but niggas that feed into your ego. You want to do the same shit. It take you 4 baby mamas, 4 baby daddies to get the shit right. Now you know, and then you want to look down to other guys that or other women that don't have children. You want to look down on them. It ain't tries. Look, I'm gonna share something personal with y'all. In high school, I had 2 pregnant scares. One, girls just simply thought she was pregnant, and it turned out she just wasn't because her period was late. Second one, after that happened, as young as I was, I waited like 5 months after I had sex with another woman. And then, like I said, I had another pregnancy scare. So, with that being said, she ended up having a miscarriage. So the universe was telling me something. And then I stopped having sex for a while again. You know, guys being young, they gonna do what they do. You know, I'm not knocking a man that has a lot of women, because like I said, even I don't have no problem with women. I've never had no problem with women. But it's about choosing a virtuous woman. And you can deal with women. You can be friends with women. You just got to understand them, and you got to see where their mind and their heart is. Not after 2 to 5 days. You need to give it 3-4 weeks, a month, and then you're going to really see how a woman is. Because a woman can fake the shit for about 2 to 5 days. And the same can apply for a man. You need to see what that person is like. Not just on the internet either. I'm talking about in person. I don't understand that. I don't understand how y'all don't understand relationships by now. Y'all too busy on this internet pontificating on bullshit. Y'all want to have these debates and panels and all this shit. I'm nipping this shit in the butt right now. I just gave you guys the fucking blueprint. Free game. Free game. Real game. And this ain't really no game. I don't even want to call it game. I'm just saying I'm speaking truth. Because a lot of y'all niggas, that's why I got Batman in this motherfucker. I'm in the spirit of Batman in this motherfucker. You know how Batman is, beating up all these motherfucking villains. That's how I'm doing this shit today. And sometimes, even then, you got to become a villain to take out these villains. So whatever the case may be, I'm going to do it. Because a lot of y'all niggas think y'all know something and y'all don't. You 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, spewing out bullshit. Talking job talk like this is the fucking 70s and 80s. In 60s, talking all that jive nonsense. Shut the hell up. And I'll debate any one of you niggas. I'll put $500 down. That may not be a whole gang of money, but I'll put $500 down. We can go on your space, or we can stay on my space, or whatever space you want to, and we can see who comes out the better debater. Since you want to debate so much and talk bullshit online so much, let's put up $500, and I'll debate any one of y'all if y'all think y'all got more truth than me when it comes to this relationship and sex magic and sexual energy. And another thing, this is another thing I want to bring up. Sexual exchange, energy exchange. When you enter into somebody, whether you, some of y'all know this and some of y'all don't. The spiritual motherfuckers know this, but some people don't know this. But I'm about to tell you this. When you lay down with people and you have sex with them, y'all are exchanging energies. You know that, right? Y'all are exchanging energies. So whatever trauma, experience, and all these different things that the person has emotionally going on, you're ultimately taking on that same spirit. And then when you're done having sex, it may have been a sign of relief. It may release some stress right then and there, but then as you go home or go out throughout your day, you still got that person's spirit in you. So if you had sex with a sexual demon, guess what? The spirit is in you now. So that should give you another reason why not to just be having sex with random people. You fool. And I, unlike Mr. T, he used to say, I pity the fool. I don't pity no fool. Because now you know this. You just heard this from a 33-year-old. You 40-something-year-old bastard. You 50-something-year-old bastard. You 60-something-year-old bastard. You fucking different women and different things. You may be fucking a horse, too, because you so fucking horny that you don't understand that. You don't understand that, you fool. That you taking on somebody else's energy. And that's why you feeling all fucked up. And you wonder why your emotions and shit is all out of whack. Because you fucking with other spirits. You fucking with other spirits. But nah, you worried about getting ass. That's all you worried about. And that's the most important thing to you. You see what I'm saying? This shit ain't hard. If you really study esoteric knowledge and exoteric knowledge, you understand this type of stuff. You understand this. If you had experiences in your life, you understand this. I don't get why grown people don't understand this and don't have no fucking discipline. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Y'all fucking grown. Y'all know so much, but y'all still doing the same thing. Y'all need to really grow up. Just because you a grown adult don't mean you not a fucking, a lot of y'all are reverse as far as the thinking is concerned. Men think like the women now and women think like the men now. And then y'all think in this form in the adolescent stage. So that's my time. Peace, love, and light. I hope y'all got something out of this. Yeah, I went off on a lot of you niggas because a lot of y'all niggas need to hear this shit. I don't give a fuck who like me, who don't like me. I don't give a fuck. When I was young and naive and shit like that, I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to save the whole world. Only the motherfuckers that really want some real shit done in their life and some real change, then they'll understand and take heed to the message. But I don't give a fuck about everybody else that don't want to fucking change their life. And then they want to complain and they want to be mad when it comes to these relationships and this fucking so-called gender warring. It's not fucking hard. Go back to the fucking basics. And like I said, I'm out. Peace, love, and light. Make sure you go check me out on Spotify, Adrian X Myatt. Check me out on YouTube, Adrian X Myatt Enlightenment. And I also have a second channel, Adrian X Fitness and Meditation. So go check that out. And like I said, peace, love, and light.